Mother, why did Daddy switch to Postum?
Your father says there's no caffeine in Postum. Nothing to spoil your sleep. And your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free, and by Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest-selling Bran Flakes. Well, I don't know how things were at your house this morning, but out at the Andersons at 607 Maple Street, Margaret had a little trouble getting all the family down to breakfast. It was a fine morning, sun shining, the aroma of waffles and bacon drifting through the house. But people just wouldn't sit down to breakfast. There's something about New Year's Day. Everybody seemed to be flying around, like this.
Hey, Bud, can I ride with you on your motor scooter? Can I?
Everything's on the table.
Keep away from the scooter, frog face. I just got it all polished up.
The waffles are all ready.
I can't figure out who tears the paper all apart. Bud, have you seen the sports section?
Would anybody like to sit down?
I wasn't touching your old scooter. I just asked a question.
You were sitting on it yesterday, and you got gum on the seat. I saw you.
The table is here.
We ought to take five papers in this house. Maybe there'd be one a person could read.
Calling all planes. The breakfast room airport is clear. Will somebody please land?
Oh, is breakfast ready, Margaret? Why didn't you call?
I didn't want to call any louder, dear. I was afraid I'd bring in the neighbors.
Hey, Foo, that's pretty good, Mom. You sneaked it onto the table when we weren't looking.
What? Gee, breakfast. I thought we were never going to eat.
Oh, no.
Anything wrong, honey?
No. But now that you've all discovered my secret, let's sit down.
All right. Where's Betty?
Still asleep. Probably worn out after that New Year's dance last night.
Hey, I forgot. I gotta make a phone call.
Watch your big feet. Don't step all over me.
Bud, couldn't you wait until after breakfast?
No, this is important. Get this. This is real good.
Daddy, Bud's going to ride his motor scooter in the New Year's parade. Can I ride with him?
Hey, watch this. Hello? Is this 1953? Oh, yes, it is. Do you get it, Dad? You ask them if it's 1953, and they think you're asking them if that's their phone number.
Well, it taxes my mentality pretty severely, Bud, but I believe I get it.
Bud rides Joe Phillips on his motor scooter.
Now, what's all this?
Bud, everything's getting cold.
There's plenty of room, Daddy.
Just a minute, Mom. Hello? Is this 1953? Oh. Happy New Year.
What happened, Bud?
Wise guy.
Can we all sit down now?
Move over, muttonhead.
Well, I'd better put on another plate. I hear Betty coming downstairs.
Old Miss America finally rolled out of the sack. I'll bet she'll be lovely to look at.
Oh, good morning, Princess.
Hello.
That'll do, Bud.
If Ralph could only see her now.
That's quite a hairdo you have, Princess. You see, you're wearing it straight up now.
Very humorous, Father. You want some breakfast, dear?
No, I'm not hungry. I just put on my robe and came down to see if, by any chance, anybody called for me.
No, no calls. Were you expecting one?
No, I guess not.
What happened last night? Ralph make goo-goo eyes at some other girl?
Ralph?
Yes, Ralph. You know, the boy you went to the dance with.
Oh, him.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
I'm finished, Mommy. Can I go outside?
Yes, run along, Angel.
See you later.
Keep away from my scooter. I'm going out there. I don't trust her.
Betty, sit down and have some breakfast.
No, nothing, Mother.
I take it, Princess, that sometime between 8 o'clock last night and 1 o'clock this morning, a tragedy of major proportions must have occurred.
Yes. I met Ellery Carstairs.
Well, it must have been quite a collision.
Who is Ellery Carstairs?
He's a boy.
Well, at least we're getting all the important details.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee. He came up for the big game. When I was introduced to him, he kissed my hand. Oh, I stopped breathing. I utterly stopped breathing.
Well, then why the gloom?
He didn't know I was alive.
Well, if he kissed your hand, he should have been able to hazard a guess.
We talked for a minute, and then he went away, disappeared. Oh, I'm desolate, utterly desolate.
Now, dear, maybe I...
No, I made no impression on him. And I did everything. I simply killed myself to be charming. But he just smiled, that dreamy smile, and walked away. Oh, I wish I'd never been born.
Dad, I... Hey, what's with Tallulah?
Betty, come back.
I'm going to my room, and I'm never coming out. Never, never, never. Telephone, I'll answer it. I'm coming.
Holy cow.
On second thought, you answer it, Mother. If it's Ellery, I'll talk to him.
Hello? Who's calling? Yes, she's here. It's for you, Betty. It is Ellery.
Better get the smelling salts, Margaret.
Yes? Oh, good morning, Ellery.
Good morning.
What in the world?
Why, it's sweet of you to say that about little old me.
Who is she now, Scarlett O'Hara?
Why, Ellery, I just adore going to that game with you. Of course, you'll have to explain all those old plays to me. I don't know one teensy old thing about football.
Margaret, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Well, all right. Oh, no, I wouldn't have you putting yourself out that way. You know, I think it would be just nice if you had New Year's dinner here with us before we go to the game.
Dinner?
Well, of course it's all right with Mother and Father. About 12. See y'all then. Goodbye. Oh, Mother, he's coming here. I mean, he's coming here for dinner. He's taking me to the game. What'll I wear? Is my green suit back from the cleaners? I've got to go...
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. Will you please explain this sudden dive across the Mason-Dixon line?
Why, Ellery's from Memphis, Father. That's the way he talks.
I know, but you're from Springfield.
Dear, that's understandable. The thing that concerns me is inviting this boy to have New Year's dinner here.
Oh, Mother.
Well, you only met him last night.
I give up. She snapped her cap.
Mother, he's a good friend of Eddie Kramer, and the Kramers are the nicest people in town, and it's perfectly all right. Oh, wait till you see him, Father. He's dreamy, utterly dreamy.
Well, I suppose it's all right.
Now, wait, I don't go along with this deep south act of yours, Princess.
But, Father, don't you understand? That's what attracted him in the first place. How could he be interested in a girl who talked just plain old Springfield?
Well, your mother talks plain old Springfield, and I've never found any reason to object.
But you're not from the South, Father. Southern boys don't like the way Northern girls talk. It hurts their ears.
Now, Betty, let's not get carried away.
It's true, Mother. I could tell last night. You should have seen Ellery smile when I spoke to him with that southern drawl.
I'm surprised he didn't laugh right out loud.
That's mean, Father. Besides, Ellery said himself what a joy it was to meet a real southerner right here in Springfield. Mother, we've got to have something excruciating for dinner. Something utterly devastating.
Well, dear, I had everything planned.
He's from a real old southern family. They practically have oodles of plantations. We've got to have something southern.
Well, we could have some yam sandwiches.
Oh, please, Father.
Well, I'm not quite sure what it is, but there's something wrong with this little plot you're hatching.
Wrong? When positively the dreamiest boy I've ever met is taking me to the New Year's game? I'll be down in a minute, Mother, and help you plan the little old dinner.
Well, at least, dear, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And our little old daughter is putting her little old foot right in a big old bear trap.
How?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. I've got to think about this. I'll be in the den.
Well, don't worry about it, dear.
I can't help but worry about it.
Hey, Dad!
I'm in the den, Bud.
Dad!
I'm in here!
Dad!
Oh, you're in here.
Yes, I think so.
Why didn't you answer? What I wanted to talk to you about, I'm going to ride my motor scooter in the New Year's parade today. A lot of the guys are going to be in it. Are you listening?
Huh? Oh, yes, yeah.
Well, we're all going to decorate our motor scooters.
What for?
Holy cow.
Say, wait a minute.
Who, me?
No, your sister.
She's upstairs.
I know it. Oh, Benny!
I don't know. A guy could do better talking to himself around here.
Betty!
You calling me, Father?
Come down a minute, Princess. I want to ask you something.
Well, I'm simply going in circles, Father. What is it?
I just thought of something. When you met Elry at the dance, how did you explain that gorgeous southern drawl of yours?
How did I explain it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't tell him I was born here in Springfield.
Oh, no. Of course not.
And so, well, I had to stretch the truth just a little.
Mm-hmm. How far did you stretch it?
Well, I had to tell him we were a southern family.
An old southern family?
Well, kind of old.
Mm-hmm. Just to refresh my fading old memory, what part of the South are we from?
Georgia.
Oh. What did we raise on our plantation?
Cotton and tobacco.
That's a good combination. Why aren't we rich?
Oh, I had to tell him something, Father. And he's so utterly divine, and he's only here for one day.
Well, Princess, I hate to be the one to inject a disturbing note into this happy little scheme of yours, but you may have a problem.
Something wrong, dear?
I was just telling Betty that she has one small difficulty to straighten out. It seems, first of all, that as far as Mr. Ellery Carstairs is concerned, we are the Andersons of Georgia. Lived on the old plantation.
Betty, you didn't.
Well, didn't Uncle Frank have a plantation or something?
He had an acre of radishes on the outskirts of Milwaukee.
Oh, I had to tell him something, Mother.
You told him quite a bit.
All right, I'm sorry I did it. But it's too late to do anything about it now. He's coming to dinner. What's the problem, Father?
I anticipate a rather curious situation when he gets here.
I don't understand.
Well, you're going to be talking to him in that southern drawl of yours.
I have to. I can't let him find out I made all this up. I'd die.
All right, so you can probably convince him that you're from way down south. But how are you going to explain your mother and me? And Kathy and Bud. We're just plain old Springfield.
I'd say your father has a point there.
Oh. Oh. Oh, dear.
Cotton Blossom, you got yourself in a little old peck of little old trouble. Oh, looks like Betty has herself a problem. But speaking of problems, how about a word from our old problem solver, Ed Prentice?
Friend, what do you say we take a backward look at the old year for a moment? Okay? Well then, how did you do in 52? Were you on the ball? Did you go ahead as you planned? And were you the kind of companion a parent you'd like to be? Friendly, relaxed, even-tempered? Well, if you weren't, if you often found yourself nervous, irritable, just not up to par, could be you weren't getting your proper sleep nights. Well, do you know who the biggest enemy of sound sleep is? Mr. Coffee Nerves. Yes, Mr. Coffee Nerves, brought on by the caffeine in coffee or tea. Now, of course, not everyone is troubled by caffeine, but there's one sure and inexpensive way to find out if caffeine is your trouble. Switch to Postum, the completely caffeine-free drink. Yes, switch to instant Postum and see if your troubles don't disappear. See if you aren't sleeping better, feeling better, more alive and on your toes. how about resolving to switch to Instant Postum tomorrow? That's my way of wishing for you the best of health and happiness in this new year.
Just how do you explain an old Southern family in which the daughter talks from Georgia and the rest of them sound like Minneapolis? Well, that was a little problem Betty overlooked this morning when she invited Ellery Carstairs out to the house for New Year's dinner. Is Betty worried?
She's paralyzed.
After telling him we're from Georgia, he's going to come out here and I'll be the only one with a Southern accent. He'll know I'm a fraud. Oh, I can't bear it. I can't.
Well, you could call him up and...
That's what I'll do. I'll call him up. Give him the phone, quick.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll tell him we were called back to the plantation very suddenly.
You can't do that, Betty. You've told him enough fibs already. You'll only get yourself in deeper.
I'll tell him the house burned down.
No, no.
Anybody using the phone?
What will I tell him?
Your father's right, Betty.
But in a few minutes, it'll be too late. He will have left.
Are you going to use the phone?
Tell him you'll meet him someplace else.
I can't do that. I've already invited him out here.
Well, if you don't meet him someplace else, he'll simply have to come out here.
He can't come out here. I'll be so embarrassed, I'll die. I'll go right through the floor.
Will you hand me the phone first?
You can't have it. I'm using it.
What for?
I'm talking to Father.
On the phone?
Bud, go use the phone in the kitchen.
I can't. Kathy's on it.
She can't be. Betty's got the receiver up.
I know. She's listening to you in here.
Kathy, hang up the phone.
Okay. Tell me what I can tell him, Father. Just tell me.
Can I use the phone? I gotta call Joe about the New Year's parade.
Use the one in the kitchen.
That's what I wanted to know.
Stay off the phone. I'm using it.
You're just holding it.
Father, I'm going to call Ellery, and I'm going to tell him... Well, I'm going to tell him anything I can think of.
You do that, and you'll just make matters worse. Now, quit waving that receiver around before you hit somebody in the head with it.
Oh, I give up. Everybody in this family's against me. You just want me to be the laughingstock of the whole town. You want me to be. You want me to be.
Betty. Betty.
I can't phone out there. Kathy stands around and makes faces.
Jim, we should have tried to help her.
Honey, we can't have her making up these stories. It can be a bad habit.
Well, she's young, dear. She's scarcely more than a child.
Hello, Joe. Bud.
I'm not a child. I'm a grown woman. You just treat me like a child.
You got your scooter ready for the parade?
Now, Princess, be reasonable.
You just don't care what happens to me, that's all. Nobody cares.
We do care if you just listen.
How are things at your house?
I'm not going to listen to anything ever. I'm going to leave town. I'm going to leave the country. You'll never see me again.
No, things are pretty quiet around here.
And I mean it.
So long, Joe. I'll be outside. Call me when dinner's ready.
If this January 1st is an indication of things to come, we're in for quite a year.
Well, I think the reason Betty's so upset, you've always been so good before with her little problems.
We've tried and tried to tell her to be natural, to just be herself. We've got to break her of the silly pretending.
I know, dear. You're right.
One of the first rules of success. Be yourself. Be natural.
Well, the boy will be here before we know it. I'd better put dinner on.
I'm sorry, Father.
Oh, that's all right, Princess.
It was all my fault. I don't know why I do such utterly ridiculous things.
Oh, honey, we all make mistakes now and then.
When Ellery comes, what will I do, Father?
Well...
This is the end of everything for me. I just know it.
Now, we'll think of something. Now, you run upstairs and make yourself beautiful.
But what about Ellery? How will I explain?
You won't have to. I have a little scheme.
Father, are you sure that...
If you think you've learned your lesson, I'll see that everything works out all right. Now, run up and get dressed.
Oh, you're priceless, Father. Simply priceless.
Dinner's almost ready, Jim.
Say, honey.
What is it, dear?
Let's call Bud and Kathy in.
You want me, Daddy?
Call Bud and tell him to come in here. You too, kitten.
Hey, Bud!
You have that look on your face. What are we doing now?
Well, honey, I got to thinking. Maybe we could go along with Betty on this down south idea. Just for fun. She's really in a tough spot.
You mean I have to be Scarlett O'Hara's mother?
Well, the boy's only in town for this one day. We could put it on for Betty. Just a little.
You mean all of it?
Sure. The children don't have to say much, and you and I can do enough southern talk to get by.
You call me, Dad?
What do you want, Daddy?
Now, look, kids, Betty has a problem. She told a little fib, but she said that she's sorry. So we're all going to help her out. Betty's friend, Ellery Carstairs, is going to be here for dinner. Now, he's from the South. So we're all going to talk with just a little southern accent. You get the idea, Bud?
Oh, sure enough, sure enough. Yazza, yazza.
Oh, dear.
Bud.
I can do that, Daddy. Sure enough, yazza, yazza.
No. That is not what I meant. Look, Bud, can you say, how do you do, and yazza, and no, sir?
How do you do? Yes, sir. No, sir.
That's fine. Now, don't say anything else while Ellery is here. Just those three words.
I can say them too, Daddy. How do you do? Yes, sir. No, sir.
Good, good. You're both going to be courteous, quiet, southern children. Remember, don't talk. Don't say anything else.
Well, you've done many things for your daughter, dear, but this tops them all. The Andersons of all Kentucky.
Georgia.
I beg your pardon.
Great, honey. Oh, this is going to work perfectly. Margaret, I believe Ellery would like another helping of ham.
Well, just pause your plate down, Ellery.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Anderson. You know, being here with you folks makes me feel just like I'm at home.
Having Ellery here makes us feel like we're back home, too, doesn't it, Father?
It certainly does. It certainly does.
Father, you're flawless. Perfectly flawless.
Sound all right?
Terrific. I understand you're from Memphis, Ellery.
Yes, ma'am. I believe Betty said you're from Georgia.
Yes. Georgia was what she said. Oh, we miss it so down there, being with all the folks we know and all.
How about you, Bud? You like it up north here?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you don't like it as well as down south, do you, Bud?
No, sir.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I envy you two youngsters going to that football game this afternoon. Our boys going to win, ain't they?
Well, our southern team's pretty strong. Say, you sure got a pretty little sister, Betty. Kathy, is that your name, honey?
Yes, sir.
You don't talk much, honey.
No, sir.
Where do you go to school?
How do you do? More celery, Ellery? More potatoes?
No, thank you. Did you say you went to how do you do school, Kathy?
Yes, sir.
What grade you in, honey?
How do you do?
Say something, shrimp. Don't just say, how do you do?
That's what Daddy told me to say.
Ouch, quit kicking me.
Father, can't you... Excuse me.
Betty?
See what you did?
Betty? Excuse me.
Jim, don't leave me here.
Be right back, Margaret. Betty? Princess?
Oh, go away, Father.
Don't take it so hard, Princess. It wasn't Kathy's fault.
I don't care whose fault it was. I've never been so humiliated in my life.
Oh, please, it wasn't that bad.
It couldn't have been worse. It couldn't possibly have been worse. Oh, what must he think of us?
I'll explain to him, Princess. I'll take the blame for everything.
How can you explain it? This is the end, the absolute end.
Betty, dear.
Mother, who's downstairs with Ellery? You didn't leave him down there with those two things.
Ellery's out in the hall. He wants to talk to you.
No, I don't want to see him.
But he wants to see you.
I can't face him, not after what happened.
Now, he has something to tell you that you should hear.
What is it?
Come in, Ellery.
Gee, I'm awful sorry, Betty. It was my fault.
Ellery!
Henry, where's your southern accent?
I don't have one. That's what I had to explain to you.
Oh, no.
Listen to this, dear.
It sounds pretty silly, but like I was telling your mother, when I came to Springfield for the game, some of the fellas found out that my folks used to live in Memphis. Well, they said you can be a real big with the girls in town if you tell them you're from the South. So I did.
You put that on just to fool me. Ellery Carstairs, you ought to be ashamed.
I'm sorry, Betty, but I thought you were really from the South, and I wanted to take you to the game, so I was trapped.
I didn't dare tell you. I made it all up.
You know, something about that sounds vaguely familiar.
Look, it's getting late. Does everybody forgive everybody else?
You still want to go to the game, Betty?
You still want to go?
Sure. Do you?
Sure.
Well, go!
Well, thanks for everything, Mrs. Anderson. Glad to have met you, Mr. Anderson.
Bye, Mother. Bye, Father. Hurry up, we'll miss the kickoff.
Well, all in all, I'd say 1953 is getting off to a pretty lively start.
If it keeps up like this, we may not make it to the end of January. Shall we now return and finish our New Year's dinner?
All right.
What is it, honey? You look like you just thought of something.
I did.
What?
Isn't it too bad we didn't have three more children? We could have named them after you. Yes, sir. No, sir. Then how do you do?
Yes, life is swell when you feel well. And that's why, Mother, I'd like you to make a New Year's resolution right now. I want you to be sure to serve a good breakfast every morning. And that means a breakfast that gives your family one quarter to one third of their daily nutritional requirements. Here's what authorities recommend for breakfast. Fruit or fruit juice, bread with some good spread, cereal and milk. And in choosing the right cereal, here's a suggestion that will make a good breakfast even better. Just try Post's 40% Bran Flakes. The family will like it. Because Post's Bran Flakes have a new magic oven flavor that's really delicious. And it's good for them, too. Because it contains those important keep regular benefits that Bran is famous for. So how about it, Mother? Don't you want to serve delicious Post 40% Bran Flakes to your family regularly? Remember,
for goodness sake, eat Post Bran Flakes. So good and so good for you.
Yes, when you go shopping this weekend and during the year ahead, get Post's 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes. Believe me, they're good and so good for you.
Us and from the great Post cereal family, our most sincere good wishes to you all for a happy and prosperous new year. Good night.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck from the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes, and Instant Postum, the drink that's entirely caffeine-free. In our cast were Rhoda Williams as Betty, Dorothy Lovett, Ted Donaldson, Helen Strom, and Bob Barron.
It's the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Post Wheatmeal, the best hot cereal anybody ever ate. Rich and delicious with a nut-like flavor you never want to miss. And hot Post Wheatmeal is so good for you. Packed full of solid whole wheat nourishment. Especially good for children. Post Wheatmeal takes just 3 minutes to cook. Get the big family economy size with a picture of Roy Rogers on the package. Post Wheatmeal.
The best hot cereal you ever ate.
Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West. This is Bill Forman speaking.
Tonight's
Play Truth or Consequences on NBC.